Today's daf is Yuma Daf Ayin Beis. The beginning of the daf just went through all the different thread counts for different cloths that they had in the Beis HaMikdash. So we already learned in yesterday's daf how we know that anytime it says Sheish, it was always a six-stranded thread that was used to make those begadim, the Kesonas, etc. Anytime it says Sheish, Mashzar always means that it's eight threads. So the Mechnasayim was made with threads that were each made up of with strings that were each made up of eight threads. We said that the Me'il was made up of 12 threads, and we learned out of the source. The Gemara showed what the source for that is. The Parochas was made with 24 threads because it was four different types of materials that were each six-stranded threads that were all put together to make the Parochas. And the Choshen Ephod were with 28 because you had the same. You had four types of material, each with six threads, and then you had a thread of gold with each of those types of material. So it ended up being 28 threads. But then the rest of the daf discussed other issues. We went beyond the thread counts, and the Gemara told us three isurim. Two of them relating to Bigdei Kuhuna. Hamakareya Bigdei Kuhuna Lokev. Someone tears Bigdei Kuhuna, you get malchus for that. It's lo yukareya. The Torah says you're not allowed to tear it. And it's not just telling us to make it in such a way that it won't tear, because then it would have said shelo yukareya, that you should make it in a way so that it doesn't tear. No, there's an isur daraisa to tear the Bigdei Kuhuna. Similarly, hamazia choshen me'ala eifod. If someone takes lechoshen apart from the ephod, also malchus. It's not, again, to make it in such a way that it shouldn't come apart, but that there's an issur to take it apart. And then the third case, and this gets us on a whole tangent, hamesir badei aron lokev. Someone takes the badim, the poles, out of the aron, so they also get malchus. And again, it's not just an issue that you should make it tight enough that they shouldn't slide out, but there's an issur daraisa to remove them. In fact, we learn from psukim that it shouldn't be so tight. It should be movable, a little bit movable, but you should never actually remove the badim from the aron. The Gemara tells us that the boards of the Mishkan are described as atzei shittim omdim in the pasuk. So what does it mean, atzei shittim omdim? Three possibilities. Either sha'omdim darach yidlasan, the boards should stand right side up, or sha'omdim shema'amidim es sipuyan, that the boards themselves support the plating that was on the boards. Without the board, the plating wouldn't stand. Or omdim, that it's not going to be avat sivron and batel sichuyon, it's not going to be lost forever, even though it's hidden away from us right now. One day we're going to get the boards of the Mishkan back. The Gemara then describes how the Bigdei Kuhuna were made, that they had to be made in their entirety on the loom, woven as a single unit, except for the sleeves. The sleeves were sewn on later, but other than that, there was nothing that was sewn on. It was all just woven together as a single unit. And once it tells us how once we mention something about the Aron, it also tells us how the Aron was made. That the Aron was made with three boxes, the inner and outer ones of gold, and the middle one made out of wood. And the Gemara, in fact, tells us a few things that we learn about a Talmud Chacham from the construction of the Aron. We learn in Talmud Chacham, Shein Tocho Kabaro is Eino Talmud Chacham. He needs his inside to match his outside, just like the Aron. We also tell, the Gemara also tells us about a Talmud Chacham, Shebnei Iro Mitzuvin Lasos Lomalachto, from the fact that the Torah first describes the commandment for Moshe Rabbeinu to make the Aron, but then it turns out everybody made the Aron, it's Vasu in the plural, so we see that when a Talmud Chacham has a job to do, everyone should help him do it so that he could have time to learn Torah. The Gemara tells us about three crowns, because the Aron had a crown that went above the edge of the side, so it tells us that there were in fact three Kelim with crowns in the Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeach, the Aron, and the Shulchan. The Mizbeach represents Avoda, and Aron HaKohen gets that crown. The Shulchan represents Malchus, and David HaMelech gets that crown. Shel Aron, which represents Torah, Adayin Munachu, Kolarotz Alikach Yavav Yikach. Anyone is able to come and take that crown. The crown of Torah is available for everybody to come and take. Then at the end of the daf, we started to discuss how Torah can serve sometimes as a Sam Chayim and sometimes as a Sam Misa. And all the Rishonim explain that this relates to the idea of Torah Lishma versus Torah Shelo Lishma. That when a person learns Torah Lishma, it's a Sam Chayim, it's a medicine of life for the person. But if a person learns Torah Shelo Lishma, then it's going to be a Sam of Misa. And the last thing we learned in the daf was that that a person is supposed to be Lomei Torah B'Tahara, which means Nosei Isha V'Acharkach Lomei Torah. A person should get married and then learn Torah, because then he'll be able to learn with a greater level of Tahara.